This is the Composer's Daybook for February 21st. I'm John Burge. Many music lovers will confess they prefer to hear symphonies or operas in the comfort of their own home rather than live in person at a concert hall or theater. On today's date, in 1911, the famous French novelist, hypochondriac, and notorious homebody Marcel Proust wrote to his friend, the composer Rinaldo Hahn, that he'd just listened to a live afternoon performance of the whole first act of Wagner's opera Die Meistersinger while tucked up in bed, and planned to hear Debussy's still new opera Pelléas and Mélisande later that same evening, once again snugly secure in his Parisian apartment. These days, with radio, TV, and multiple live streaming devices, this would be no big deal, but in 1911, how could that be possible? Well, for 60 francs a month, a small fortune in 1911, wealthy Parisians could hear live performances of operas and plays relayed by a special phone line to a home receiver called the Théâtrophone. First demonstrated in Paris in 1881, by 1890 the Théâtrophone was commercialized and the service continued to 1932. Of course, even an enthusiastic subscriber like Proust had to admit the phone line sound quality was très mal, really bad, and hardly the same thing as being there in person. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, a new way to manage diabetes. With supplies delivered to your door and personal health coaching, OneDrop can help lower blood sugars in just 1 month at Walmart, Apple stores, and getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.